Welcome to week 5 of Christchurch London's Lent devotional. Lent is a 40-day season that prepares us to celebrate Easter. Each week, we're praying as a church, asking God to ready our minds and hearts to commemorate Jesus' death and resurrection. This week, we're reading from the book of Galatians, which reminds us of our call to live in the freedom and fruitfulness of God's Spirit. We're reminded that Jesus has freed us from the curse of sin, and with that freedom, we can now serve one another with humility and love. But first, let us take a moment to still ourselves and be aware of the presence of God. Heavenly Father, we bring our attention to you now. Draw near to us as we draw near to you. Galatians chapter 5, verses 13 to 25. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. Take a moment to consider this passage. Think about what part stands out to you and what God might be speaking to you about through it. To close this time of reflection, let us pray. Gracious Father, you gave up your Son out of love for the world. Lead me to ponder the mysteries of his passion, that I may know eternal peace through the shedding of my Saviour's blood. Lord Jesus, You taught us that what we do for the least of our brothers and sisters, we also do for you. Give me the will to be the servant of others, as you are the servant of all, and gave up your life and died for me. Holy Spirit, empower me to keep in step with you. When I feel weak or unwilling, when I feel ashamed or apathetic, when my heart is divided or despairing, when my mind is distracted or distorted, when I'm prone to hatred, selfishness or envy, may I remember your love and my call to freedom. In Jesus' name. Amen.